What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings on Sunday, July 11th. Yeah, I'm back on the weekend, baby. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. It's the only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We are rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with PJ Tucker, Jay Crowder, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Pat Connaughton on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? Time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to $8,800 Drew Holiday. He's projected for 41 fantasy points. He's got a 17% chance of being the optimal captain, 42% at the flex, a 58% chance overall of being in the optimal lineup. It's got to get better eventually, right? 41 minutes for Drew Holiday, neutral usage, 19 points, almost 8 assists, 5 boards, 2.5 stocks. At some point in time, these shots just have to start falling for Drew Holiday, right? Right? That's my assumption. He's going to play 40 minutes or more today. They are going to rely on his defense quite a bit on Chris Paul. That's just going to have to happen. But he's got to start making shots, and I'm going to keep betting on him to do so. He is not the offensive player that we have seen over the past, call it the playoffs. Honestly, he's shooting below 30% from three for the playoffs. I don't think that that can continue, or at least I wouldn't expect it to continue. I would not project him in that way. And if that's the case, at a fantasy point per minute over 40 minutes, 8,800 is not a problem. And it's a really interesting price tag in the captain spot because it frees you up to upgrade just a little bit more at some of your pay down options. We're paying up a little bit more, though, and going to the opposite point guard. That would be $9,800 Chris Paul at the number four spot. 45 fantasy point projection, 12% likelihood at the captain, 48% at the flex, a 60% chance overall of being in the optimal lineup. This is basically the same projection. He just happens to be a better fantasy performer than Drew Holiday. I've got Chris Paul in for 40 minutes, right at 1.1 fantasy points per minute, so that'll make the difference. 20 points, 10 assists, almost 5 boards, and 2 stocks. You can't beat it. And by 2 stocks, I mean 2 steals, because Chris Paul doesn't block shots all that frequently. I have no problem getting to Paul here. I actually think he's going to have the ball in his hands a little bit more in game 3 on the road than maybe he normally would. Nothing crazy, but I think he's going to want to try to control the tempo in Milwaukee. So I do like that. I think the ceiling is a little lower than normal, but that's fine by me because he's still my number 4 contender. Next up at number 3, we're going to $9,600 Chris Middleton, projected for 45. He's an optimal captain 17% of the time, optimal in the flex 46% of the time, 63% likelihood of being in the optimal lineup. You can see from above Pat Connaughton, we stepped into a different tier. Middleton's going to play 42 minutes, right at just shy of 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 25, 6.5, and 6. You know the scoring's coming from Middleton. He's going to be getting involved in the mid-range. He's sort of boom-bust in that when the shot is falling, he's probably going to start taking a couple more threes and the volume will go up. But more often than not, when it's not falling, Middleton starts relying on 18-foot fallaways that don't look great. And he ends up hanging weird shooting days. So I like going to Middleton at the captain for sure. 46% at the flex is probably going to be right around where the public is, so I don't have much of an opinion there, but I do feel like he's in an interesting spot to get kicked to the curb in place of a DeAndre Ayton or a Devin Booker in this spot. When it's good, I think it's really good, but when it's bad, I think it can be really bad just because of the difficulty of the shots that Middleton likes to take. But when push comes to shove, Chris Middleton is in the optimal lineup more frequently than all but 2 people in this game. And one of these guys that I really like today is the flat minimum on DraftKings, and his status is a bit up in the air. It's 1K Torrey Craig. I have him projected for 8.8 fantasy points in 12 minutes. You're not playing him at the captain, but I have him as a 71% likelihood of being the optimal in the flex. Now, you could probably take a little bit of some other 1% guys and slot them into this same Torrey Craig role. And obviously, if Torrey Craig doesn't play today, very different story. I assume that he is able to play. That's why he's in here. 0.7 fantasy points per minute, 4 points, 2 boards. Maybe you get 1 or 2 other stats. You don't really need all that much. If he gets the double digits in fantasy points, it's great. You just sort of need that last spot in lineups, and you see it a lot. I think it was game one, but I could be thinking of the Eastern or Western Conference finals towards the end of the series, where we had one or two spots where the optimal lineup had full-on punts that didn't even play in the game. This is sort of the same scenario. You could just as easily get to a 1K Torrey Craig as you can some other 1K guy that might fill in his role. If this happens, I don't know if that's like a Langston Galloway or a Javon Carter. Someone's going to pick up a couple extra minutes for Torrey Craig if they try to go big with the Jay Crowder at the five lineup. Or it's potentially Kaminsky. Who the hell knows? But I do like the idea of paying all the way down for a roster spot, given how expensive it is to get to Middleton, Paul, Drew, Ayton, Booker, and the obvious number one, which is Giannis. So keep your eye on the status of Torrey Craig. Keep your eye on the minutes. But if Torrey Craig is available for this game, I really like him as a pay down flex option. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Then head on over to Twitter and follow me at Josh Engelman. It is the only place you'll find updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Finally, comment section underneath this video. I need your favorite contender, your least favorite contender, and the guy that you thought should be on this list that you didn't see. Not much to say here. The unquestioned number one contender, Giannis Antetokounmpo, projected for 60.5 fantasy points at 11,800. He's the optimal captain 31% of the time, optimal in the flex 51% of the time, an 82% chance of being in the optimal overall. He played big minutes in game two, so I assume he can do that, especially with the extra day of rest. So 40 minutes, 1.5 fantasy points per minute, 32, 12, and 6 as just a baseline with 2.5 stocks. I have nothing to add. If Giannis Antetokounmpo plays 40 minutes, he's in the optimal lineup. There's basically no chance that's like it could be anything else. If he gets the playing time, he will be in the optimal lineup. He does too much in all facets of the game. Don't overthink it. Keep your eye on the ownership and all, but don't overthink it. He's the best play today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders for DraftKings on Sunday, July 11th. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check that out. Strategy show, 10 a.m. Myself and Eitan breaking it all down. Plus, we'll have live before lock type shows as we get closer to lock. Thank you guys for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Good luck tonight. I will see you guys again Wednesday morning for Game 4 and another edition of The Contenders.